What do we do next? David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Idaho is in a real fix. For whatever reason, people from Seattle, Portland, L.A. are stampeding into our state in unprecedented numbers. So where do they go? Well, farmland is being sold, chopped up into residential developments, and that means the heart of Idaho's economy, farming and ranching, is being reduced. The agricultural community is seeking solutions. Besides encouraging home development on less productive land, they're also looking at ideas from other states like agricultural preserves with lower property tax rates based on generated income and not market value. Tristan Winiger, Washington County Farm Bureau president, says that they are hoping to take the best of what other states have done and find a solution that fits Idaho.
Lots of other states have done things, namely California with the Williamson Act. That's the tax incentives to do it. There are states that reward people for keeping it in ag. There's lots of other possibilities. The tax incentive thing is the one that we're leaning towards, but there also has to be a way to fund it as well. We were approached by multiple legislators, and they told us that we are looking for a solution, and this year we are really seriously going to talk about it. They knew that Farm Bureau would want to be on the forefront of it, and they also know the pull and the influence that we can have, and so they wanted us to lead.
In my mind, great strategy. Produced by the Ag Information Network.